Hoxne Hoard. Peter Watling was a tenant farmer in the village of Hoxne in Suffolk, England. On November 16, 1992, when he was looking for his lost hammer, he asked his friend Eric Laws to help him find it. Eric Laws was a retired gardener who was interested in treasure hunting using his metal detector. While Laws was searching the field with it, he found silver spoons, gold jewelry, and numerous gold and silver coins in the ground. After they recovered a few items, Laws and Watling reported the find to the landowners and the police. They did not attempt to dig out any more objects. The next day, the Archaeological Unit of Suffolk sent a team of archaeologists to carry out an excavation of the site. The archaeologists excavated the entire hoard in a single day. The treasure was buried in a small chest, and the items were sorted by type, with some in small wooden boxes and others in fabric bags. The coins were from 407 AD, the year when Roman rule in Britain ended. The find was the largest Roman hoard ever found until then. It consisted of 14,865 Roman gold and silver coins from the 4th to 5th centuries, and nearly 200 items of silver tableware and gold jewelry, such as rings and necklaces. The treasure might have been owned by a very wealthy family who buried it as they were fleeing their home. They probably planned to recover it later. The Treasure Committee valued the hoard at £1.75 million. This amount was rewarded to the two finders, who divided it between themselves equally. The objects are now exhibited in the British Museum.